And if I did this right, I should have my special guest on the phone, and I'm hoping I did. And if I did, good morning, Allie. How are you?
Good morning, Hunter. I'm so good. How are you?
Good. Allie Colleen is my special guest this morning, and I am so happy that you called in today.
Oh, thank you. I'm honored.
Yeah, well, I'm the one that's honored, really. And we got a few things to talk about, realizing that we have a few mutual acquaintances, well, or friends, actually, because you're...
We do.
Yeah, you're down in Micanopy, Florida at the moment.
I am enjoying the weather.
Is
wonderful.
It? Yeah. And my buddy Jace Harold, you're going to be appearing on the HTO, as we know, the Honky Tonkin' Opry, which is something that we carry exclusively down here at HLE Radio. And you're going to be performing there tonight or tomorrow night? Is it tonight?
I'm there tonight. Yeah, tonight at 7. Okay. I'm really excited about it. It's 4 acoustic songs, and then it's 4 songs of the band, which I've done like once in my life. So I'm super, super excited for that.
Yeah, I tell you what, the Jace's band is really good at charting and playing, man. They're and you know, that's his kids that play with him as well.
Yeah.
And they've been playing since they were since they could walk, or maybe not even walk, I don't know. But they've been playing that long.
I know. We were talking about them yesterday, and I was just blown away by their ages and what all they can do and all the stuff. So I'm really excited to meet them and get to play with them. I do all my shows strictly acoustic by myself. So I'm so excited to share the stage with some people and get to hear kind of what those originals of mine sound like with a band backing. I'm really, really excited about it.
Wow. I am, too. I can't wait till we get it and we can start airing it on HLE Radio, because Jace records them, and then we get them a little later, and then we get to air them here on HLE Radio. So they air on Saturday mornings, and then they air on Sunday nights here, so we get to replay them.
So cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very cool.
Now, what have... now, I know that you are part of another... we have another friend here that you're friends with, a guy named Steve Bridgman, who you actually have a song out with right now that's currently here on HLE Radio. That was actually the number one most requested song last week here on our countdown.
Oh, and we are so honored for that. Yeah. Steve approached me with a project. We'd met in Nashville with some mutual friends, and he just asked me if I'd join this duet with him. And as soon as he sent me the little demo track, I was so in. I love that song. Yeah. I really do. I love what it says. I love what it means. I love that it's a true duet. It's a conversation. I love everything about it. And Steve's freaking awesome. He's got a bow tie tattoo on his neck. He's like one of the coolest kids I've met.
Yeah, I've seen that. Well, we're going to come back and talk about that song, but I want to find out some more about you as well. So I know you're traveling and playing, and I've seen you doing some shows in Nashville by Facebook Live. How'd you end up getting down to the HTO? How'd you end up getting down to Florida with Jace?
So I was lucky enough to have played the Ralph Stanley tribute at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville.
Uh-huh.
Gosh, I don't even know if it was a month ago or a year ago.
It was almost a year
ago.
But
I met Jace there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember it was getting cold, so that makes sense. But it was amazing. It was my first time on the Opry stage, and it was magical. And so I got to do that, and I met Mr. Jace that night. And since then, he's been really trying to get me down here to his Honky Tonkin' Opry thing. And we had some dates and had to move them. And finally, we landed on one that just worked right. So now we're here in Gainesville, and we'll be in Micanopy tonight. And really, really excited about it. I love traveling to play. It's one of my favorite things. We've been lucky enough to play in Florida several times, and everyone's always been so welcoming. And I do predominantly country music, but when you get to throw in gospel, that's my sweet spot. So
right,
I'm really,
right.
really excited.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you, I don't know. I know you're working on the album. Is it out, or are you still working on it? I don't know the particulars of
this.
It
was sent to be mastered last week.
Oh, wow.
So that means all of our
sweet.
Tracks are done. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's done. Okay. But now we got to fight the holiday season. So I think we're going to wait, and we're going to do a big release in January of 2019. So I'll do a New Year's thing.
Yeah, I think that's smart. I think that's smart. And what's the label you're releasing it on?
I'm fully independent.
Oh, nice. I love that.
I'm
a real big fan of the independent label. I just think that is now with this day and time, I think that's the way to go.
It's a little more hands-on yes. for me, I think. And yeah. I really, really like that and appreciate that. I was lucky enough to co-produce this EP with Jeff Bates, and we had a blast, and he's so kind. And he had worked on, he produced You Can Always Come Home with me yeah. and Jeff, or okay. with me and Steve. So that's how I met him. And he did the EP with me, and also really Jeff. Excited about it. I wrote everything on it, and I'm really, really excited to see how people take me uh-huh. for the first time releasing music.
Yeah, so Jeff was your co-producer. I didn't know that that you co-produced that with him. So that's good. We're learning some more about Allie Colleen, and which I learned today. I've been saying Colleen, but it's Colleen is the correct pronunciation of that.
It is. It's like Jolene, but with a C. Yeah. I say that during my shows. Yeah,
and I'm glad you told me, because from now on I will pronounce it the correct way. Because it's your
grandma will yeah, be very happy.
She is specific about, because that's how you were named after her, right?
Grandma was a pistol, and what she wanted done got done. So well, she's very specific about Colleen. So well, here
know,
we are.
You know, I'm sure gonna abide by that myself. So Miss Colleen. It's easy to remember. Jolene, Colleen. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you've sung that before. In fact, I know you have.
I've
seen you do it on Facebook before. So there's a
I have.
Yeah, there's
I
a Facebook.
Love that song.
There's a Facebook Live of you doing that as well. Now, where are you heading out after the Opry? Where are you heading out at Florida after this?
So we have a show next week in Georgia. It's a charity event.
Okay.
It's a little more restricted of an audience, but we got a good bit of dates in Nashville. I kind of have a little residency at this bar called Scoreboard, and it's like my favorite place in Nashville. It's like Nashville's best hidden secret. It's just chill, and it's not super touristy, and just really cool, really cool. Randy Travis started there, so it's just an honor, and that's kind of where I play in Nashville. It's kind of my only spot in Nashville, so I'll be there a little bit. I play in Oklahoma and Miami for a function November 10th. The night before that, we're in Kennett, Missouri on the 9th. All my dates are on my website, SallyColleenMusic.com. We're kind of all over the place. We have no orthodox order of our tour schedule.
I love that, orthodox order. I've never heard it described yep. like that, but I like it. I might have to add that to my vocabulary, orthodox order.
You are so welcome to.
I love it.
I stole it from Bruno Mars. So
oh, did you?
We're all
oh, okay.
Kids.
Well, you know Bruno? Because if you don't.
No, I don't know.
Oh, well,
no.
I can give you his number after we get off the phone. I'm actually good friends with him. I'm lying, of course. I have no clue.
You could just give me a number and
Sometimes it you know it just pays. You know, talking in a conversation. Oh yeah, you know, you just start, just start name dropping and stuff. It's like
I bet that does work to a certain extent.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what made me think of this, and I probably shouldn't even say this, but back before when we were in with teenagers and stuff, and we used to I used to take bets on the girl. I said, I bet I can get that girl's number, and they're like, no you can't. And so I just walk up and I'd say, listen, I said, I don't want your number. I said, just write down a number, please. I said, I got a bet going over here. And they would write down a number, and I'd go back, and it's like, no way. I'm like, yeah man, here, you can call it too, you can have it, I don't need it. So I'd get the money, they'd get the fake number, and I'd walk away with cash. So I know, right? That's I'm telling on myself now. Of course, that was years ago. Anyway, I don't know how we even got there. Chasing rabbits again. Now, I know you play guitar. You play any other instruments? Are you well versed with some other instruments?
I do not. Guitar is actually the hardest thing in the world for me.
Really? Really?
People are very kind to me with my guitar skills. They tell me I play like a man, which I think is a really cool thing. But then part of me is also kind of like, well, what's wrong with playing like a girl? You know, like, I don't know. Yeah. But I love guitar. I really do. But it is not something that comes easy for me. It's been really hard for me. I started learning when I was 14. And, it's not. I'm a singer for sure.
Yeah.
But I love my guitars. They're special to me.
Well, Allie, I know.
I would love to play piano, though.
Yeah, me too, really.
I
mean, I love to play it good, I should say. Now, I know you're a writer. When did you start writing? Did you start writing early on, realize you were a writer? Is that something you started working at later on?
Yeah, I have still, but it kind of affected me more when I was a kid. I have really, really bad dreams. It has always have. And so I really connected with, as maybe sinister as it sounds, I really connected with Edgar Allan Poe's poetry when I was a kid. I just loved it. And he put something meaningful to something kind of dark. And I love that because there was nothing that made sense about my dreams to me. So to have someone look at such dark stuff and make beauty out of it was really cool for me. So I loved him and I read a lot of his stuff. And so I started writing poetry really, really young, just as like an expression. I never showed it to anybody. I just kind of free wrote for a long time. And then I started singing, which I don't really remember a time when I wasn't singing either. So those probably went hand in hand really, really young, and just kind of started messing with melodies and stuff. And the oldest songs I have that I still play are the ones that I started writing with my guitar. Everything prior to that I have in notebooks somewhere, but I've been writing and singing for as long as I can remember. And it definitely came from poetry, but
that's
lots of different influences in that for me.
That's just great. I never could catch that poetry thing, especially from EAP like that. But you know, it's good that you did, and I'm sure that's helped, like you said, influence and develop to where you are now. And
It helps a lot. And I think sometimes people really overthink poetry, and I think being as young as I was, I just didn't. I just wrote it. And so it wasn't great, but it kept getting better over time. And I kept learning things, because I feel like once you appreciate poetry and then start really learning about the techniques of it, it makes a little more sense.
Now,
you know, I think people tend to overthink it.
Now, how old are you now?
I'm 22.
22. Okay. So now you can write about experiences, relationship experiences, and all the cool stuff that that can bring emotion and all that gut wrenching stuff that gets to people. And
I went through my heartbreak song phase. You know, I went through all that, and I'm lucky I got married 2 weeks ago.
Oh, did
now
you?
Now I'm in my little honeymoon phase. I'm starting to
write congratulations. I didn't know. Congratulations.
Thank you. That's
awesome.
Yes, we got married on October 6th.
Oh, that is so awesome, man. Congratulations. I had no clue.
Thank you.
And,
Thank you.
Is hubby with you on this trip here? Is he there?
He is not. He's a teacher. So his schedule keeps him very strictly at home.
Well, you,
but he gets to travel with me in the summers, which is awesome.
Well, you did right, man. You sure don't want your spouse traveling with you all the time. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Part of me was like, I know, right? And part of me was like, I don't know.
No, I'm just messing with you. Let me just rewind myself here. I'm getting back to my old music days now. That's great. Really, congratulations on that. What's your hubby's name?
Thank you.
Just first name, hubby.
Jonathan.
Okay.
Yep.
Jonathan, if you listen, brother, congratulations. And I was only picking, man. I know you're a great guy, dude, for sure. And I don't make sure, man, because I don't want him coming over here to Jennings and saying, "Where's that little round Cajun dude? I'm about ready to slap him silly."
Hey, he's a big boy.
That's what I'm saying. I don't doubt it. I'm not gonna take a chance. You know. Now, did you marry somebody who likes country music? By the way,
I married somebody who thinks that there is no greater music than Allie Colleen music.
Oh, well,
which is the coolest thing.
You really
I married
did
somebody
good.
who just loves music. You know, wow. he it's not his thing.
Yeah.
Love him to death. He can't figure it out for the life of him.
Yeah.
So anyone who does music is just kind of like the shiny thing to him. You know, he
wow.
just loves music, and he loves that other people do it. And I think he wishes that he could do it, but not his thing. But he's just magical.
That's great.
He's wonderful.
That's great. My wife can't even name 5 songs that I wrote. So kudos, kudos to you, man. That's wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful. So tonight at 7 p.m. Micanopy, Florida, you're going to be at the Honky Tonkin Opry, and with Jace Harold band backing you up. Now I'm telling you, that's going to be a great show. So anybody who's out in the area, you need to go check out Allie Colleen there. See, I got it right now. And now, currently, last week you had the you and Steve Bridgman, which, by the way, he said shout out to you. He just sent me a message via Facebook. He said shout out to you. So, yeah. Now y'all got the first. Y'all have the number one most requested song last week here at HLE Radio. So, and you know, congratulations on that too as well.
So to that, I just want to say thank you to your listeners. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's so cool. You know, just to take the time. Like, if you just think about it, like, we live in one of those worlds that's so fast. Like, I hear stuff on the radio that's like, just simply call in, you know, or do whatever. And it would take, you know, it'll only take a couple seconds, but I never do it. And, you know, kind of thing. And I'm so appreciative of your listeners and those people who connect with that song and want to hear it again. I think that's so cool. And I'm so grateful. I think Steve and I both are.
Yeah. I'm sorry about the little bling, bling, ding. We the phone is tied into the one computer, so when people chime in with it, you get the little dinging that you're
it's
hearing.
Okay.
So yeah, we're so unprofessional here; it ain't even funny. It's a good thing we're not governed by the FCC, or we'd be off the air a long time ago. And I've wrote myself up so many times that I can't even write myself up no more. The forms won't even fit in the folder, and if I'd fire myself, there'd be nobody left. So it's pointless. The song itself, I remember I didn't get to meet you, but you were, last year you were a judge at the finale for the Inspirational Country Music Association's Showdown.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is where I met Steve.
That's where you met Steve. And is that how the collaboration happened? Is that where the start of the collaboration happened?
So what Steve's story is, which is a pretty good story, I hope it's true.
Okay.
Is that he'd been kind of looking for a female vocalist, and he'd heard me on the internet or something, you know, a while back. And he was kind of like mental note, like, I need to find this girl, whatever. But then, like, you know, life happened and didn't reach out or whatever the story was, something like that. And then when I showed up at that talent contest, he was like, that's her. Like, there she is. Like, we need to do this duet kind of thing. And so that night is actually kind of responsible for the duet itself, I think, in a way. And so that was really cool. And especially to get to be a judge there, which is silly. First off, I gave everybody perfect scores. I'm an awful judge. The first kid came up, and I was like, oh, my gosh, like, there's no way anyone's going to be better than this kid, so I gave him a perfect score. And then, no offense to the kid, he was the worst one of everyone. Like, they were all so good.
Yeah.
So I just kind of put myself in a bad place, giving him a 10, and then felt weird, so I gave everybody 10. So
oh,
they're
wow.
not going to ask me to be a judge ever again. But I love it. I thought it was so cool.
It's great for being honest, man. That's cool. So, okay. Well, I was just curious about, and that's what he said. He said that's about, you know, where y'all started and where y'all met and started talking about doing the duet there as well.
Yeah.
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 Uh-huh.
And once I heard his voice, I was like, I will sing whatever you want with you. Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
He's phenomenal.
Cool. Very cool. Brian Carpenter, who is our social media guy here at HLE Radio, said to tell you hello. He met you at the lobby at the Opry for the Stanley tribute and said you were very kind.
Cool.
He said you were very kind to him.
So sweet.
He wanted to tell
you
hello.
Hi, Brian.
Yeah. And So you got some folks here at HLE who know who you are, and you know, through the but through the Stanley thing as well. So
I appreciate that.
But I held you up long enough. I know you got things to do. And listen, again, thank you so much for taking time to call in, Allie. And before I let you go, tell folks how they can find your music and how they can get in touch with you if they need you somewhere.
Absolutely. Yeah. So all my socials are Allie Colleen Music. So Instagram, Facebook. I think the only thing that's different is my Twitter handle. I think it's like _ Allie Colleen. But that's really about it. My website's AllieColleenMusic.com, which we are going to release the EP on there first.
Okay.
And then probably wait a while and see who we can, you know, bait with that hook, and then we'll release the digital music. So for now, I'm just shouting out the website. But yeah, all the socials are Allie Colleen. And Hunter, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to allow me to call in. I really, really appreciate it. And
cool.
Really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Don't hang up, because I'm gonna play the duet, but then I need to ask you something before you go. So just hang on the phone for me if you don't mind.
Okay.